Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
At the New Delhi event, the topic was philosophy. It was a brilliant experience to participate in. A very important background to today, but yesterday and today we've actually been at the heart of what law is about. It's about our power, the power of the law, and others' power. There is good power and bad power. It's constantly in flux. As my brother has just observed, we need to be dynamic, as he said, energetic. A lot of hard work has gone into the last 2 days. It's been a privilege to be present here, hearing the contributions across such a broad range of experience and background. More hard work is now needed to synthesize what's been done. And I offer a partial example. The presence in Italy has brought to my mind the Roman image of the fasces. One stick is easily broken over your knee. A bundle of sticks can't be. And that entered my head because of the reference by Judge Perrin de Bichambeau to the differential approaches taken in our most important criminal court. Now, power is a valuable possession. Judges, like people who sweep the streets driving a several million dollar vehicle, are given great power to do something very important on behalf, not of themselves, but of other people and of the rule of law. The difference between the common law and civil law, which he addressed, it should not be a weakness, a frailty, a source of difference and disharmony, but the contrary, a source of strength, bringing together the ideas of the civil law, which has its base, after all, in this country, not to mention Lebanon and Constantinople, but also the common law. Now, I am unhappy about the idea of an oscillation among members of the same court according to the fortuity of who happened to be sitting. I don't mean this is a specific comment on or criticism of what's been described, with which I'm wholly unfamiliar. I'm rather looking forward to other things. The appearance of a differential justice according to who is sitting is something to be dealt with. It's a systemic problem, needs to be fixed. I gave a talk recently in Hong Kong called The Periscope of International Law, because this thought had been in my mind. It's very valuable for each of us as judges, as scholars, to have an individual experience. We need to learn from and draw upon the history of our own traditions, but we also, in my view, need a periscope, a very long periscope, that gets up through the mist of our own predilection and swings around 360 degrees to find what is the best. There is no other test by which you can measure this. It was supported by Cicero, and you'll find in my paper, I think what may be in my Hong Kong paper, a reference to Cicero. Some of you will remember, but I can't recall what the reference is. I can give it to you if anybody wants it. And Lord Stowell, great Admiralty judge, saying that the same justice should be done wherever you are. We're in a globalized world. And we need to make the most of our globalized talent to do battle against the globalized injustice that I mentioned of ISIS and co. And this is my message, that we bring together our disparate skills and disciplines and experiences, work together as a team. And as team leader, these events that I've had the privilege to be present at, we've been inspired, Morten, by your example, your multicultural approach exemplifies what I am trying to say. For me to have worked with Kasesi and six other civil law judges, as well as the other two common law judges, was a wonderful experience in this exercise of looking to the other side of the hill. I hope that can happen.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.